You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You may not know it, but the Ada County Landfill works hard to be as green as possible, which includes recycling 150,000 cubic yards of wood waste every single year, along with programs for e-waste and hazardous waste recycling. Now, it takes more than 400,000 tons of trash every year, and once that trash is buried, it starts to give off what's known as landfill gas. Right now, the landfill converts that gas to electricity, which is then sold to Idaho Power. Ada County has a new project that will make that gas cleaner while reducing greenhouse gas emissions and then making more money to keep the landfill going. So joining us live today to talk more about this new project are Ada County Commissioners Rod Beck and Kendra Kenyon. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Nice to be with you today.
Well, good to have both of you with us. So can we start with this landfill gas? Commissioner Kenyon, what is it? And doesn't the landfill already turn some of that methane gas into energy?
Yes, thank you, Gemma. So we currently have a project up there with Hidden Hollow, and that is two generators currently that produce electricity. And we have been, since 2019, really researching and digging in deeper on what we can do to do a better job using more methane. Right now, we're only using approximately 50% of the methane. Mm. And as you know, methane is, I think, about 30% cause of global warming. And so it's very destructive to the environment. So we've hired PhDs using our engineering firms, and we've come up with a better idea. And that is to capture all of the methane and turn it into natural gas. And so that natural gas will then be safely piped to an outlet from the gas company, Intermountain Gas Company, that is already set up on Highway 55. And so we're super excited about it. It will create a lot more money, too, for the landfill. Right now, we currently take in about $360,000 a year on the electric plant generators. And with this new program, we'll be collecting closer to $1 million every year.
Oh, wow. That's really significant. So, Commissioner Beck, if I'm understanding this right, you will then sell that cleaner gas to Idaho Power. So, does that?
We won't sell it to Idaho Power. The company that has the gas agreement, they will sell the gas to whomever they can sell it to. They can sell it to Intermountain Gas. They can sell it to somebody else. We'll just use their main pipeline to. They will use their main pipeline to deliver the gas.
Okay, but
And we get paid, the Ada County gets paid royalties. It's just like we get royalties for all the gas. There's meters and stuff. And we get paid a royalty for all the gas that's generated. And by the way, most of the gas that's generated currently comes from the old landfill, the Hidden Hollow landfill, because it was, you know, it was capped here a few years ago, but it still generates a tremendous amount of gas.
So will then the gas that's generated, so Commissioner Beck, if I'm understanding this right, this company could sell it to any gas company. I mean, would it have to be just in Idaho, or can they sell it outside of the state?
Oh, no, they can sell it to any distributor of gas that they can make an arrangement with. They might sell it to Intermountain Gas. They might sell it to another gas company, but they will distribute it through the Intermountain Gas's main line.
Okay. And Commissioner Kenyon, you brought up, global warming and how we know that methane gas really contributes to that. And I know that you've talked in the past that you have a goal to use 100% clean energy by the year 2045. So how does this new deal, this new plan, help get Ada County to that goal?
Well, it helps get Ada County to the goal by, and not only this plant, I might add that we're really sort of rebranding our landfill. So it's much broader than just this particular plan. We have a deputy director, Tom Audie, up there, who just came on board this year. And we have a new community engagement person up there. And we're really looking at having an opportunity to rebrand as not just a landfill, but a place to reuse, recycle, repurpose, and educate our community. So we're doing a lot more towards that goal of clean energy by 2045. This particular project does allow us to have more credits, and it allows us to actually, we do capture some of the smaller molecules, and the fact that we will be making sure that that other 50% of methane does not go out into our environment adds towards that goal.
And what's the timeline to switch to this new program?
We'll be, they'll be looking at, I think, over the course of 3 years. And as they build out the gas pipeline, they'll be taking that gas and at the same time, really monitoring how much they can start to shut down the two generators. And so that will all be on LFG. This is their project. They're the ones that are putting in the money for it. It's a $30 million project, and Ada County is not paying for that. Our partner LFG is paying for all of that. But my understanding is it'll take about 3 years to fully 100% transfer over.
Yes, it's and a big project. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what are you most looking forward to about this project?
Well, I'm looking forward to closing down, or at least dramatically reducing our flares, because right now, as Commissioner Kenyon indicated, we're only able to use about half of the methane gas that the landfill produces. The rest of it has to be disposed of, and right now it's we flare it, we burn it, and it goes up into the environment. Well, it's not that dirty. It's not the best thing to have a flare there. We'll have to keep the flare open, because that's how we get rid of the excessive gas. This is a long-term project that's going to be phased in. They have to just order the equipment right now, order all the pipes and so forth. They're even going to have to build a mechanism to clean the gas up, because when it comes right out of our landfill, there's other pollutants that are in the gas, and they have to take those pollutants out to make it so it's usable and can be sold on the market.
So while I have the two of you here, I'd like to switch gears for a moment if we can, and I want to talk a little bit about the budgets, because the county offices and departments are getting ready to submit your budgets for fiscal year 2023. Commissioner Kenyon, what are the big takeaways as far as your board is concerned?
Well, we're always excited to go into budget season. It's becoming a year-long project over here at Ada County. It seems like we just end and then we're right back into the cycle again, which is probably a good thing. But we're really blessed this year. You know, we've had a lot of funds in the past from the CARES Act and now from ARPA. And the Ada County put together a master's facility plan 3-4 years ago, and it was never funded. There was never a financial plan married along with that planning document. And so we've just started to make progress, I think, this last couple of years, and we've been able to fund the coroner's facility and fund the second driver's license location, which was sorely needed, and then fund a transition center out at the jail, which keeps people out of jail and basically helping them reacclimate and get back into being productive into society. And so we've been able to do some really great projects with when we have larger funds for these capital improvements. And with ARPA funding, it gives us that opportunity again to really, really evaluate what's needed in the community. And since it's one-time funding, we're really focused on some larger capital projects. I think we're taking a look, and we don't have anything really solidified except the ones we've already approved. But moving forward, I think we're gonna be taking a closer look at mental and behavioral health and what we in addiction and what we can do to really get upstream with that, and what types of facilities we need to have to really promote better health in our community. We're just seeing a lot of stress, and we're seeing a lot of suicide rates and people with ending up in jail that shouldn't be there in the first place for a lot of reasons. And again, it's around dual diagnosis, mental health and addiction. About 70 to 80% of the people we're seeing in jail are in there based on something around those two items. And so it's kind of a sad state of affairs, but we're really hoping that this gives us an opportunity in Ada County to build some of those facilities and to help some folks.
And, you know, this money, the American Rescue Plan Act, the ARPA money, it's not going to be there for every single year. So Commissioner Kenyon, is it kind of looking, as you said, at these like capital projects, like funding something like a new coroner's office? I mean, maybe some type of mental health facility that, I mean, what do you do though, budget wise, once you don't have that cash coming in?
That's right, Gemma. We're looking at using this one-time money to fund capital projects, which we have not been able to save up enough money to be able to do. So we'll have to then budget the operational piece of that. And we're looking very closely and very cognizant of that, that once you build it, you still have to be able to manage it and staff it.
Right.
And so we're building that in into our budgets to make sure that what we build, we can do that. And in order to do that and not have to hopefully raise tax dollars or, you know, have taxpayers pay for too much of that, is we're looking at partnerships, and we're having conversations already with the state of Idaho and with our city partners to see what we can do together, better together. The sheriff, myself, and Director Josh Tewalt at IDOT, that Department of Corrections, just had a meeting this week to kick off some conversations around transition centers, crisis centers, juvenile crisis centers. And again, looking at, we all have a piece of this pot of money, but what can we do better together? And then that way the staffing won't be such a strain on any one of the organizations. And we really need to start to have this kind of regionalism focus instead of looking just at our own domains. Another example of that is looking at broadband. We found out that almost all of our sister cities in Ada County wanted to do broadband. They were kind of doing their own individual projects. We wanted to do a project, or at least investigate that. So Ada County has sort of become the convener to bring all of these other people together to look at it from more of a holistic regional perspective. And I think that's how we can staff and operate these projects in the long run, as well as by doing a partnership.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us today. We've been speaking with Ada County Commissioners Rod Beck and Kendra Kenyon, a little bit about the county budget, but also a new project to make the landfill greener. Thank you both for your time. More Idaho Matters next.